Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this Easter day, the resurrection of our Lord, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the resurrection of our Lord is taken from St. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8 as follows. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Christ the Lord is risen today. Amen." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe and have faith and trust in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To believe and accept the words of the angel of the Lord. Do not be alarmed. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 16, with special attention to verse 6 as follows. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been alarmed? Alarmed by something that has happened to you? Perhaps something sad, tragic, or devastating? The sudden loss of your job? A serious financial crisis? A serious problem with your children or grandchildren? Or even for that matter, a sudden terminal illness or death in your family? Whatever it is, I'm certain all of us have also been alarmed with a sad, tragic, or devastating news in our own family. And that is precisely what happened, as the women were not only in fear but alarmed, as they not only watched Jesus suffer and die on the cross in great pain and agony on Good Friday, but also after the Sabbath day was over, as Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices to anoint the body of Jesus. Even though Jesus told them repeatedly that he was going to be raised on the third day, they just did not believe it. They just did not expect Jesus to be alive, just as he told them. This became very clear as they went very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. They did not expect to find the empty tomb without the body of Jesus. All they were concerned about is how they were going to get into the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, because the stone was very large. On their way, they began to ask one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" But as soon as the women finally arrived, looking up, they saw that the large stone had already been rolled away. As a matter of fact, the women were alarmed, as a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, told them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." And then the young man or angel said to them, "But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And what was the response by the women? We read in our text, "And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them." Not only that, but they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. But later Mary came running and told Simon Peter and the other disciples, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples also went to the tomb and saw the strips of linen and burial cloth, but did not find the body of Jesus either. We read in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, verse 9, "They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So they went back to their homes confused, but Mary Magdalene did not, as she stayed behind and outside of the tomb crying. Suddenly two angels asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' She said, 'They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize him at first. So Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking that Jesus was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And as soon as she turned around toward Jesus, she cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher, that she finally recognized him. It was only after Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, as recorded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, that she finally believed that Jesus had risen from the grave and was alive again. But not so with his disciples. Even though Mary told them that she had seen Jesus and that he was alive, they just did not believe it, as later on they were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews on the evening of that first day of the week. It was only after Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side and his feet, that they finally also believed that he was alive. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? How many times have we felt the same way the women and his disciples did? How many times have we also found ourselves to be in fear and alarmed? How many times have we also been troubled and confused about our own faith in the risen Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to wonder and to question whether he has risen, and to have the same need to see the tomb ourselves, that it is indeed empty and that Jesus is alive? So like the women, we also need to hear today the good news of the resurrection. Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. This is especially true today. Every time we are alarmed with a sad, tragic, or devastating news in our own family, when we are faced with our own set of problems and disappointments, trials and tribulations in life, when we are still living in fear and with anxiety, afraid and alarmed of the threat of the COVID pandemic that just won't go away. That's why we need Jesus, as he touches us today with his resurrection. And every time we receive his true body and true blood in the Holy Sacrament. Yes, we need Jesus. We need Jesus not only as the one who cares about our physical needs in life, but also as the one who cares deeply about our spiritual needs, the forgiveness of our sins, and the gift of our eternal life with him one day in the kingdom of heaven. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, not to be afraid or alarmed like the women and his disciples were, but to place all our faith and trust in Jesus as the risen Lord and Savior. Do not be alarmed. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. May our prayer today be the words of the opening hymn, "Jesus Christ is risen today, our triumphant holy day, who did once upon the cross suffer to redeem our loss. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to believe and have faith and trust in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Worship Christ the Risen King." Amen. us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Easter day, we now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds," as we celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the resurrection of our Lord. Amen.